On Monday morning, a partial solar eclipse was visible over Salt Lake City. At the University of Utah, several thousand people gathered to watch the moon pass in front of the sun. KUER's Eric Newman was there.
On the first day of classes, students, teachers, and visitors gathered in front of the Marriott Library on campus to witness the eclipse. Mel Kenwood visited from Nevada and stopped by for the viewing party.
Well, the moon is going between the Earth and the sun, so it's going to block out the sun during the daytime. How do you put it in words? I mean, it's historical.
Here in Utah, 91% of the sun was covered by the moon, leaving a narrow thumbnail of light. Catherine Scollingsburg works in the university's Department of Physics and Astronomy. She observed some of the subtler effects of the eclipse.
If you're looking at, say, the sunshine through the trees, the shadow it makes on the ground, you'll actually see the eclipse as if it were a pinhole postcard.
So we're seeing like a bunch of tiny eclipses through the leaves of the trees. So it looks like there's like 100 tiny little half moons on the ground in the tree's shadow right now.
Correct, yes.
Brian Burrington also visited campus. He brought a homemade pinhole camera and homemade eclipse glasses from the inside of discarded floppy disks.
Well, I noticed that the drop in temperature was pretty dramatic, and the color of the light looking around without any glasses has shifted, which is really cool. My favorite thing has been watching the people. Everyone is like they're 10 years old again, and that's pretty exciting.
The peak of the eclipse happened at 11:33 a.m. If you missed this one, the next total solar eclipse to cross North America will be on April 8th, 2024. Eric Newman, KUER News.